Did you know what the highest incorporated town east of the Rocky Mountains is?
No, I don't know.
At an elevation of 5,506 feet, Beach Mountain is that highest incorporated town east of the Rockies. It's a full-time population of 350 people, but in the wintertime, it can swell up to as many as 10,000 people. And in the summertime, it can swell up to as many as 5,000 people.
Wow.
And that's what we're going to delve into right now, because it is summertime in our Carolina outdoors. We're glad that you're joining us. I'm Bill Barty. Sitting directly across from me is TJ Boggs.
Hello.
Everybody else that is an outdoor guy is on assignment. So, TJ, we are left holding the bag here.
Hey, that works.
But we're glad everyone is joining in. If you are listening via the airwaves of WBT early on a Saturday morning, we are glad that you are, but we are also available via podcast. Wherever podcasts are heard, you can listen to the Carolina Outdoors. So we invite you to subscribe. It's Carolina Outdoors with the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Browns. Invite you to subscribe to listen to our podcast. And we invite you to share, maybe recommend it to a friend so that they can find out the goings and comings and things to do in the Carolinas and beyond. But back to Beach Mountain, where we began. We are going to swell up 5,000 extra people, and then we want to find out something to do. And when you're in Beach Mountain, the place to be is the Beach Mountain Resort, and that's directly where we're going right now with Talia Freeman from Beach Mountain. Welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Thanks. I'm happy to be here again. Thank you.
So many people may be finding this unusual, because we talk to you about the wintertime events. We go check the snow reports to find out what runs are open and what new snow machines or snow blowers that we have on the mountain. But here we are in the warm weather months, at least in Charlotte, it's warm weather months. But yet we're talking to you at Beach Mountain about the things to do. So you have plenty of mountain biking trails, plenty of hiking trails, plenty of beautiful scenery. All of that's there in the wintertime, but it's also there right now. Tell us what we need to be doing when we head up to Beach Mountain.
Well, first off, it's breezy 64 degrees today.
Yep, so. I'm sold. I'm packing my bags right now.
Yeah, so it's beautiful. So that's definitely a plus. You know, you can enjoy the outdoors up here in a comfortable atmosphere, which is really nice. In the summer months, we're open for mountain biking. That's our main activity. We also have a disc golf course. We've got a brewery on site and a sky bar where we do live music every Saturday. So we certainly have a lot going on, and we are open every Thursday through Sunday through Labor Day weekend.
So we're talking to you from Charlotte, and Beach Mountain has been a great place for us to come from this area, because you could pre-plan something out, I mean, months in advance and go, but it was a place that you could really get up on a Saturday morning, take off, be there in a reasonable amount of time, and then enjoy either the day or a long weekend. What's happening up there that we need to plan for, and then what's happening up there that we can just come up and enjoy the day?
Well, you know, every Thursday through Sunday we have mountain biking. So we've got a full line of Rossignol rental bikes. And we offer lessons. We do camps for kids and any kind of lessons from novice to adult. One big thing that we're doing this summer is we're actually in a construction process. We're putting in two brand new chairlifts. So we do have that going on, but in the interim, while we're replacing those chairlifts, we're shuttling people to the summit. So we're providing shuttles for all the bikers and all the patrons that just want to go up to the sky bar.
Well, I'm glad you said that. I thought you were going to say you had a work camp out there for people to join in to help
well,
build.
You know, if they want to help us out, they could definitely do that. But you know, it's kind of cool to watch the process of the chairlifts being.
Yeah, I can imagine.
You know, so it's actually a pretty neat summer. It's a lot's going on, but it's cool to watch the process with Doppelmayr here putting in our chairlift, and you know, we're definitely still trying to create the same experience for our patrons. Just instead of the lift rides, we're doing shuttles to the top of the mountain.
Ah. Hey, let's talk a little bit about music, because when it's 20 degrees cooler than it is in Charlotte, you're able to sit outside and enjoy the view, but also some good music. And TJ is an audiophile for sure. I know he likes good music. Tell us who you have performing up there this summer.
Well, every Saturday afternoon from 2:30 to 5:30, I do bands up at the Sky Bar. So you can sit at the very peak of the mountain at 5,500 feet with a beautiful panoramic view of the mountains and watch a band. So, for example, this weekend I have Sweet Sweet playing, which is a duo from around Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And the girl plays the cello, and her partner plays the guitar. They're amazing. We're also doing a big summer concert series. So this Saturday night at the base of the resort, at the base of the slopes, we have the Wood Brothers play.
Ooh, wow.
So that's the first of a three-part series. So that's a pretty big-name act for our area, and, you know, we're really excited about it. Ticket sales are good, and we still have plenty of tickets available.
Well, maybe that's when the population swells to 5,000, when you have a Wood Brothers concert taking place at Beach Mountain.
Yeah,
it definitely does. We've got the Wood Brothers, Trampled by Turtles, and Yonder Mountain String Band playing this summer.
Oh, wow. I need to make some plans on my calendar, I think.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool atmosphere. I mean, you can come mountain bike during the day. We do yoga every Saturday on the Sky Bar deck, so you can start your day with yoga, hear a band, go down to the brewery, grab a beer, ride a bike, go hiking, and then you can finish off your night with one of our concerts. So it's a great family-friendly atmosphere, and the weather's just perfect up here. And it's perfect for a day trip from Charlotte, honestly. It's not a bad drive at all.
No, so many people do sneak up there. Our guest, Talia Freeman, she's speaking to us from Beach Mountain Resort. We're learning a little bit about Beach Mountain, not when the white stuff is falling or being made, not when you're snowboarding or skiing, but the warm weather months when it's nice to escape the heat of the Piedmont, of Charlotte, and scamper up to Beach Mountain, enjoy 20-degree cooler temperatures, and then also be introduced to some good music, but also some new sports. And you mentioned classes, mountain bike classes specifically. How does that work? Can we go to the website, sign up for mountain bike classes, then come up there, the bikes and helmets are provided via the class?
Yes. Absolutely. So our lesson package includes a brand new full suspension mountain bike, full face helmet, knee pads and elbow pads, and about 3.5 hours of instruction. So that's just our basic package. We also have a youth development program here, and we do a mountain bike camp for kids the last weekend in June and the last weekend in July. And the camp's only about $300 for 4 days of instruction and meals. So it's a pretty good value.
Yeah,
but any age
deal.
Can learn to ride a bike. I mean, I just learned how to do downhill mountain biking about 2 or 3 years ago, and I've just since I love it. Honestly, I really like it a lot more than I do snowboarding, to be honest. It's a great sport.
Hey, Talia, I have a question in regards to that, and there's a lot of similarities between downhill mountain biking, I think, and downhill skiing, but it is mountain biking and visitation to Beach Mountain, is it growing compared to the winter months in the summer months? Is the summer outgrowing the winter?
You know, it's definitely not yet, which is one of the cool things about summer. I mean, you're still not as busy as ski season. But what I can say is just in general in our country, I mean, if you look at, there's only about 12% of the nation's population skis and snowboards. It's a pretty small number. And I think cycling about doubles that. So there's a huge interest, and we've seen a great increase year after year with people trying the sport. And we're really trying to put an emphasis on growing the sport by creating affordable packages for the novice rider.
Fantastic. Well, here on the Carolina Outdoors, it seems like we're talking more and more about sports just like mountain biking, and I can't think of a place as good to go try it out as Beach Mountain, especially if I can get a little lesson along the way.
Yes, sir.
I know what those elbow pads and helmets for, too. I noticed that, too. Talia Freeman, thank you so much. We're going to give out the website one more time. It's beachmountainresort.com. Thanks for being on with the Outdoor Guys here on the Carolina Outdoors.